We called first from the minister so we could have a meet just to discuss what's happening next to those affected landowners around the A5. I mean, the saga continues and continues. The important thing is, I suppose, from our point of view, that farmers are communicated with and they know what the next steps options are available for them.
And what will be top of that agenda at that meeting?
It will be just to understand what happens next, Michaela. You know, that we all were familiar at this stage with the fact the land was vested. And now there was a court ruling, which, as we understand it, has returned it. But the problem being that the land hasn't returned the way it left. And the problem the landowners have is, what do they do with it? The obligation, as we understand it, is for the Department for Infrastructure to return it to as they found it. And we need to know what the timeline around that's going to be, when that's going to happen, because I mean, this is land. It's valuable to the farmers in terms of their farming activities and running their businesses. They've been without it, you know, for quite a number of months now, and they just need to know what's happening next.